Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Michelle and Ashley with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's first legal pill testing tent at the Rabbit Eats Festival has been hauled a huge success, as chemists detected several harmful substances with several missold as others. The group Pill Testing Australia was visited by 257 festival goers, and out of around 210 samples provided for testing, 14 of those ended up discarded. They also provided health advice and harm reduction information. Queensland Health Minister Shannon Fentiman's message, however, is for people to abstain from taking drugs.
29 campers were rescued from a remote Queensland campsite at East Leichhardt Dam over Easter weekend after a river rose suddenly. Despite having no reception, one of the campers was able to contact emergency services via the SOS satellite function on their smartphone. Emergency services are advising that anyone travelling remotely needs to have a means of contacting emergency services, such as carrying an emergency position indicating radio beacon.
In national news, according to women's health specialists, medical procedures are costing women more money because of gender bias in Medicare rebates. Gynecologists, obstetricians, and midwives are calling for an urgent gender review of the Medicare benefits schedule, claiming inequality in how procedures are subsidized for women compared to those for men. Generally, the rebates are larger for faster and less complex procedures for men. One example is the subsidy for vasectomies compared to IUD insertion.
Australia's chicken growers are calling out the unscrupulous behaviour of processors in one of the nation's most highly concentrated markets. Some chicken farmers say they have experienced unfair contract negotiations, unreasonable penalties, and low returns. After 18 months of investigating this issue, the National Farmers Federation are maintaining that a mandatory code of conduct is the only way forward for the industry.
In international news, the Israeli military has killed 7 foreign aid workers in Gaza, including an Australian called Zomi Frankum, as a drone systematically hit 3 clearly identified cars belonging to the charity World Central Kitchen. The convoy did not contain any suspected militants and had been traveling along a route pre-approved and coordinated with the Israeli military. The attack also occurred after the UN Security Council passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire. Over 200 aid workers in the territory have been killed by the Israeli military since October, which violates international law, and this latest incident with World Central Kitchen has prompted several humanitarian organizations to halt some of their aid delivery efforts due to security concerns.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Language warning. This next song has a little bit of cussing in it. Just warning you if you need to turn it down.